USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has been assassinated in his home Wednesday. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph announced President Moïse met with President Trump in March of 2019 to discuss trade. Mr. Moïse via a translator.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of Haiti, Haiti and the United States are two countries that are not only friends, but very close. I am a friend, and Miami is actually less than 2 hours away from our island. And we are here this afternoon. We'll have discussions of good things, things that will be positive for both countries. Thank you.
Moïse was killed about 1 a.m. local time by a group of assailants. The First Lady was also injured in the attack. The attackers were described as Spanish-speaking. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The absentee ballots in the Democrats' New York City mayoral race have been counted with no surprises. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary in the race for mayor of New York City. Adams defeating a large field of candidates in the first major race in New York to use a ranked choice voting system. The primary ended on June 22nd, but the Board of Elections experienced issues in running the multiple tallies needed under the ranked choice system, including erroneously counting 135,000 test ballots. Adams will face Republican Curtis Sliwa in the general election. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The container ship that blocked the Suez Canal for days earlier this year set sail Wednesday after its owners reached a multi-million-dollar compensation deal with Egyptian authorities for its release. The Suez Canal Authority and the Ever Given's Japanese owners signed the deal early Wednesday that allowed the ship to leave the canal. The SCA didn't immediately provide details of the agreement. The ship blocked the Suez Canal for nearly a week back in March. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
This day in history, Flash, 1976. For the first time in history, women are enrolled in the United States Military Academy at West Point, New York. Flash, 1981. President Ronald Reagan nominates Sandra Day O'Connor, an Arizona Court of Appeals judge, to be the first woman Supreme Court justice. Flash, 1946. Future President Jimmy Carter marries Eleanor Smith at the Plains Methodist Church in Plains, Georgia. Flash, 1930.
From the time of its discovery, it remained a challenge to engineers who sought to control it. Until the enactment in 1928 of the Boulder Canyon Project Act, authorizing the construction of Boulder Dam. In Black Canyon, where the Colorado River forms the boundary between Nevada and Arizona, in the very heart of the great desert of the Southwest, the United States Department of the Interior, through its Bureau of Reclamation, was directed to proceed with the construction of this mightiest of dams. Highways were pushed across the desert. Railroad lines thrust their ribbons of steel through the sagebrush and cactus. And transmission lines for construction power were brought hundreds of miles across the heat-stricken wastelands of the southern Nevada desert.
Construction of the Boulder Dam, now known as Hoover Dam, begins. Over the next 5 years, a total of 21,000 men would work tirelessly to produce what would be the largest dam of its time, as well as one of the largest man-made structures in the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.